Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of a special exhibition called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents a historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a purely cultural construct. Over the last 6 Mondays on WBUR's Morning Edition, we've heard a series of conversations among visitors to the exhibition about how the concept of race has affected their lives. Last week, Angela Page Cook talked with her husband, Joe Cook, about her dawning awareness of racial discrimination during the civil rights years. Today, she concludes our series with the next chapter of her story, when as a young college graduate, she left race-torn Nashville.
And then we moved to Cambridge. It was so eye-opening for me because I had a bachelor's degree in education, and I began working in Cambridge and Boston public schools as a substitute teacher, going to different schools every day. They would call me. And I wasn't used to the snow either, so getting there was a challenge. But when I would go to these schools, the black kids, you know, for the most part, especially the black boys, were in special needs classes, and the kids were considered unruly, and they couldn't be taught. And I saw these kids who were just labeled in a way that it just didn't seem that the teachers were really teaching them from a perspective that they could understand and relate to. It just had a cultural disconnect. And I would, who had grown up in a system where there were all black boys and they were taught, I felt, what is going on? This is supposed to be the North, and this sort of discrimination doesn't happen.
So do you think that this influenced you to want to start a school? How did race influence that?
Well, because seeing these kids get labeled and understanding that there was really no difference between them and the little white boys who were in the classroom or the little white girls, I felt, well, I want to start a school that's going to be culturally resonant to their learning styles so that they can know that they're just as capable as anybody else. So, yeah, that was why I started Page Academy. But the thing about race that's interesting to me is that it's a social construct. It doesn't really exist. I mean, we really are all just from the family of man. And, you know, we all come with the same equipment, but there's really no difference between people because of the color of their skin. So this whole construct of race was man-made in order to keep people of color down, and people didn't really want to talk about this issue. I think that until people talk about race in a way that is a real dialogue with, you know, people can say how they really see it and how it has affected their life, it's not going to change. I can't change the way people feel about race, but white people can because they're the ones who perpetuate it. And so until white people talk to each other at the kitchen table, talk to their aunts and uncles and grandmothers and discuss this as in a regular way with their families, I don't think it's going to change. I don't think black people can change it. White people have to change it, and they have to be willing to embrace it and talk about it and not feel guilty about it and just you know, explore what has happened and where do we go from here.
Angela Page Cook, interviewed by her husband, Joe Cook, at the Museum of Science in Boston. The exhibition, Race, Are We So Different?, continues at the Museum of Science through May 15th. To hear all the stories in this series and to meet the people we've been hearing from, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.